Hey, y'all. This whole thing started as a group of friends playing Dungeons & Dragons saying, hey, let's record. Maybe other people will enjoy sitting at the table with us. The fact that you're here listening to us play D&D will never fail to be wild to me. If you like what you hear and you want to peek behind the door, I invite you to join our Patreon. By contributing to the Patreon, you can gain access to exclusive, handcrafted content, while also helping us pay for things like podcast hosting and logo designs. It's tough out here. On top of that, each subsequent tier allows access to the previous tier's rewards. The $2 tier grants you the title of Honorary Son, while giving you access to the patron-only Discord channel and a bonus entry into our giveaways. The $5 tier knights you as a hero of the Ten Towns, giving you early access to our episodes and access to our patron-exclusive one-shots. The $10 tier elects you to Ted Johnson's cabinet, which opens the cover to Fang's detailed note-taking journal and lets you know of future Sons projects currently in the works. Thanks for everything you do, Patreon aside. Without you, we wouldn't be here. The link to the Patreon is in the link tree in our Twitter bio. We hope to see you out there. Thanks for listening, and stay frosty.
Welcome to, it's been a while since we've had one of these recorded, a severed side quest.
Hey!
My name is Ron Murphy, Dungeon Master, and around the virtual table we have, starting with Zach.
Hey, it's Zach. I am playing Farron Ravenshade, aka Trax from the past. So I get to be a dick again. I'm very excited.
I'm so glad.
This is pre-redemption arc.
This is Prax.
Prax.
Pre-Trax.
Pre-Trax.
Starbucks is going to be very happy. I know she misses.
There's Trax, and then there's the cooler Trax.
Yeah. It's cooler Trax. This is the give us middle finger to elderly couples walking Trax.
This is Moose Trax.
Oh, yeah. he could be your angle or your devil.
And next we have.
Hi, everybody. My name is Eileen Peterson, and I am playing Dr. Eleanor Latimer. Don't know if doctorates exist in D&D, but they do now.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do.
Why not?
Yeah. If we can have dragons, I think doctors exist.
Dungeons of doctorates.
Whoa, a doctor? Exactly. That's fantastical.
Hi, everybody. It's Jaden. I am playing Lambda.
What's up, everybody? It is Paul Gary here, and tonight I am playing MacDougall. Good to be back.
So we are doing a little thing called Tomb Breakers. So we did an origin story with Trax, where we went back in time and saw how he got all wrapped up into his problems and got turned into a kobold. So we're going to go back in time and do a little, like, he was involved in a group called the Tomb Breakers. Farron, why don't you tell us about who the Tomb Breakers are and a little bit about them?
So Farron's backstory basically is that he comes from wealth. His parents wanted him to go into some boring business job. So he was like, F that, I'm going to go be an adventurer. And so he went to Neverwinter Academy, but kind of like flunked out of that. And he's like, you know what? I have my own money. I'm just going to do my own thing. And so he went and started his own treasure seeking group based out of they were in Luskan, right? So we decided,
Luskan.
Yeah, they were in Luskan. They were called the Tomb Breakers, and they went into tombs, temples, ancient crypts. I think I'm kind of just saying the same thing over and over again, but like they would steal,
out.
You know, they would raid and steal all the stuff that was in there, and typically I think only like 10% would make it back, but you know, they that means just less shares. And so
and you would hire just new people. Farron would hire
constantly.
So what we're going to do is that Farron is hiring some people for the next job. He doesn't know what the next job is yet, but he knows one's coming up. He heard somebody's going to be coming in, kind of letting him know, but he is low. Like, people have like gone. There's only like one or two people and they are just not perfect for him. So we're going to have a little like employee interview where he's going to hire all of you. So
can Vulu be there with him as like,
yeah, Vulu could be
there. Like doing the Vulu voice.
Yeah, I can do the Vulu voice. Yeah. Yeah, Vulu, yep. Let's get that. Oh, this is going to hurt. Yeah,
you and me both. It's going to be
I won't ask you too many questions.
The Tomb Breakers are housed in this warehouse down by the docks. It's dark. It's scary. It's not very many people go here for a good reason. But when you go through the front door where you were told to come, everything is like suddenly brighter. It's a nice bar. There's actually some people in here and they're like at the bar drinking drunk. And you were told to go upstairs to his office upstairs and down the hallway to the left and a big wooden door at the end. And who would like to go into their interview first?
I feel like McDougal's running late. I feel like there's a problem with the horse. I feel like Compassion is like not enjoying the trip. I feel like McDougal is not present yet.
On the flip side, I feel like Dr. Eleanor is usually punctual or early to every event she attends. So, maybe me.
Okay, so Dr. Eleanor, why don't you describe yourself, a little bit about yourself, and then we'll get the interview going.
So, the doctor is, she's got some sleek hair, and it's pulled back into a bun, but as she works, it usually gets more disheveled. And she has one of those pith helmets. She also wears a lot of light blues and fur-lined vests, since it is called in Luskin territories. Lots of fur-lined boots, tights, things that are form-fitting because she needs to move. She's got gloves on all the time. And she's very put together, no nonsense, and half the time you assume she's not listening to you.
So, Dr. Eleanor, you're at the front, at the door, and you knock, and the door opens, and there's this kobold, and he's sitting there, he's got like a black vest on, he's like, "Hi, come on in!" And sit right there, and there's like a big wooden desk, and you see this half-elf behind. Describe yourself, Farron.
He's just regular elf.
Oh, sorry.
So he's like tall, thin, kind of just like slick back, like brown hair, like kind of like dusty blonde, not dusty mop, like lighter brown hair. Very like sharp, angular features. Kind of this unaffected look to him. You know, very, you know, kind of that like bored, aloof. That's the word I'm looking for. Look to him. He's wearing very nice clothes, that of a noble.
And he's sitting behind the desk, and Vulu's like, "Have a seat!" And Vulu goes over, and he's just a little red kobold. He has a little tattoo of flame on his neck. And he sits there, and he's got a little notebook and a pen. He's like sitting there writing something.
I assume I've made it to the correct location.
You have. Yes, please. Have a seat.
She sits.
If we could just start with telling me a little about yourself.
Well, I have a doctorate in...
A doctorate?
Yes, in here. Several. I was first of my class to major, and, I speak seven languages, most of them dead languages. I prefer the dead languages, the dead don't talk back.
A sense of humor. I like that. What would you say is your biggest weakness?
How about I tell you what my biggest strength is and how that can become a weakness? My biggest strength is I am dedicated to the job entirely. I love to preserve artifacts. I think that it is absolutely important that we rescue them in one piece. However, my pristine focus, sharp focus, tends to make me a bad listener. I don't do well with others sometimes. I can become all-consumed by the job.
All right. Last question. Why don't you tell me, why did you leave your previous job? I'm sorry, well, were you listening?
No, I was. I'm sorry. I was listening. I left my previous job because I left my previous home because of a dispute between my partner and myself, and I needed to find work elsewhere. Breath of fresh air, if you will.
All right, you're in.
Thank you.
Vulu, what do you think?
I like her. Can you hold yourself up in a fight?
I think so. And any fight I can't hold myself up in, I can hide from and shoot from the shadows.
Hiding is good. She's smart.
I like that, yes. I appreciate your concern for the artifacts themselves. Final question. How do you feel about slightly nefarious means of acquiring artifacts?
As long as you get the artifact, I don't really care how you get it.
Farron will just stand up and outstretch his hand and say, "Welcome to the Tombbreakers."
Glad to be here.
First drink is free. Wait downstairs.
Thank you.
All right, who's next?
Who do we have next? Outside. Lambda, yeah. You're waiting outside.
She's just waiting out there and just kind of fiddling around with a couple of vials in her hands.
Describe yourself, Lambda.
What you see is a short tiefling, about 4'6", pretty small, dark raven hair up to her shoulders, deep purple eyes. Her horns are remarkably thin. Her tail, pretty long, and it's actually not like a normal devil tail, but more like turns into hair fuzz at the end. Her ears are abnormally long and completely fuzzy. She's wearing a cloak, just like a dark blue cloak, and has like a sash that has like a bunch of various bags underneath the sash where she's hiding shit. And she's wearing two blue gloves to make sure that nothing gets on her hands that may or may not burn her. And her skin is a light, very light lavender.
Come on in.
Yes, please.
She looks over at Willow and just goes, it's you. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Hi. I have to go get something. You just carry on.
All right. And she just goes in and looks over at Farron.
Thank you for coming in. Why don't you? I'm sorry. What is your name?
My name is Lambda.
Lambda. That's a pleasure to meet you. Do you mind if I start by asking a few questions, just to get to know you?
Oh yeah,
you,
for sure.
Sort of, if you will be a good fit with this.
I first have a question.
Of course.
Somebody out there gave me an application about this whole job, and I wanted to know why you needed to know my weight, my height, my breast size, and how many people I've had sex with. What's up with that?
Oh, well, you know, there are some curses that can be transmitted that way, and we had a bad... Oh, Vulu's not here. He would have known. We had a bad encounter with someone that exploded because of one of them, because of the tomb we were in. So, you know, just good to know these kind of things going in.
Well, all right then. At least I know that I may not explode.
We immediately get rid of that. We don't have a file or anything. It's all like the, I was going to say Hippocratic Oath, but that's not a thing in this world. It's all like the Zandazar's Oath, you know, the famous,
of course,
the famous doctor. Let's start off just kind of getting a feel. Would you rather fight one horse-sized duck or 100 duck-sized horses?
Okay. Probably the hundred duck-sized horses, because if I can grab one, I can probably use a bunch of their parts for experimentation.
Okay.
And with 100 of them, that means that
I have
a lot of ways to work with different components and different materials for different potions.
Okay, all right. Potion maker. All right. Okay. Why don't you tell me a little about your last job?
Oh, I'm still currently employed. I am self-employed. I am a merchant.
Oh, self-employed. Okay, all right, all right. I didn't know if there was going to be some kind of conflict of interest.
You No. As long as I know that there might be creatures down there, I am 100% okay with this.
Oh, I'm sure there will definitely be creatures, I'm sure. How are you in a fight?
Exactly. I'm pretty decent. I mostly stay in the back, cast a few spells, toss a few potions here and there, slam things down with with my pistol. You know, things here and there.
All right, I'm getting a little worried. We're a little back range, little not as many front end people, but that's fine. You know, tell me what is your biggest weakness?
My biggest weakness?
But make it sound like a strength.
Let me see.
You know what I mean?
Well, I do know a lot about various creatures, and because of that, I kind of want to always try and get my hands on whatever it is that they have inside of them, so I want them to die, so that way I can harvest their organs.
Okay, welcome aboard. Yeah, sounds good. That sounds good. Just, you can go get a drink downstairs. First one's free.
Oh, perfect, perfect. And she's just gonna go downstairs and just... You hear her actually trip and fall.
Okay, all right.
Okay. Vulu comes back in. He's got a big, giant drink and a half-empty one, like a half of ale for you. Sorry, I got thirsty on the way up.
Had to bounce ideas.
What?
She asked me about your weird breast size question on the form.
We took care of that, didn't we?
I had to stall for you, weirdo.
You're a weirdo.
I am a weirdo. Anyway, who is the last guy here?
He's got a big hat.
That's good. Thank you.
He goes to the
big
door.
Big hat. I'll put that down.
Okay, he opens the door, and McDougal is standing there.
That's a big hat.
I think it's right. a pretty normal-sized hat. They offered me a bigger one, and I said it might be cumbersome. McDougal is standing there in a chainmail that is, like, black and burgundy, interlocking, a nice pair of heavy boots, and over the chainmail is like a leather, like a brownish leather trench coat, and he does have a pretty normal size, almost Stetson looking hat, but a little flatter up top. A couple of firearms on his waist, and he walks in and says, "I appreciate you having me in today, but I gotta ask one question. I was handed a form, and I want to know why you want to know my high weight breast size and how many people I've had sex with. I mean, I am not really an open book. There's a lot that I keep close to my chest. What the shit's going on here?"
Vulu looks over the table like he's trying to, like, look, check out McDougal. He doesn't have any breasts. He's good.
I think
that's a very invasive question to those who do, sir.
No, sorry.
And I don't appreciate it, but I can look past it. I just don't. Red flags.
Getting rid of that form. We're getting new forms.
Do you want? I did. I mean, I filled out the rest of it.
I'll take the rest. Like, yes.
It's just the information. I didn't put anything.
23. Wow. All right.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, that's a hell-hold I am. Yes, that is not a lie.
All right. Why don't you have a seat, Mr. MacDougal. MacDougal. MacDougal.
Just phonetically is fine.
MacDougal. So, Mr. MacDougal, I see that there's a gap here in your employment history. Why don't you start by explaining that to me?
That was when I was unemployed.
You're a straight shooter. I like that.
I am a straight shooter, yes.
I have to know, We have a policy here where we only hire people that have had run-ins with law enforcement. Tell me about the time that I see you checked that you are indeed, you have been arrested. Why don't you tell me about that?
Well, I want to let you know up front in terms of conflict of interest, and this will relate. I will circle back. I am on a long quest to find my brother. He is off somewhere, and I'm in there to find him. So there have been times I've wound up in smaller towns and maybe had to ruffle some feathers or steal some brown liquor in order to get my shit accomplished. So yeah, I've had run-ins with law enforcement, but I can find my way out of a cell.
All right, I like that. Quick question. I brought on, you know, two people already.
Oh, good. I'm glad that you're getting interest. Yeah, it's good.
We are. Yeah, we pay well. I mean, it's a competitive salary.
Well, sometimes people say that. but it's not livable, you know what I mean?
You know, you can make up to 10 gold a day. Up to.
Gotcha.
So, like, you know, that's, and there's room for growth. There's advancement opportunities.
Jesus Christ.
You know, so, I lost my train of thought. How are you feeling about working on weekends?
I'm free most weekends. I do have a steed roped up downstairs. Right. He sometimes is not free on weekends. He does play bridge.
And suddenly you hear a horse downstairs.
Why is there a horse in the bar room?
Dang it, what the shit are you doing? Compassion, what are you getting into?
Well, I'm just getting a drink there, McDougal.
Is that canon?
I mean, I was the voice of Compassion, remember? Oh, McDougal.
Yeah, so that is my steed. Bull in a china shop, but it's horse in a bar.
He's fine. Let him in. He's fine.
You can come up if you want to.
I'd rather not. Okay. Hi! Welcome!
Okay. Package DLC. He plays, play bridge on Sundays? He plays bridge on Sundays.
Sometimes I play. I don't know, he's old.
Why is that like Gandalf?
Sometimes I play. Parcheesi.
But he's flexible. We've agreed the bridge group is toxic. He might be stepping away. No, we're free. You know. We're free.
The last thing I have to ask is, I've hired two people. They're more on like the back line, you know?
Yes.
We're gonna fight some things, I'm sure. Are you more of like a back line kind of guy? Or are you up front in the action?
Back line guy.
Fuck. Do not fight up front. I probably should have thought this through.
Vulu says, looks like you're the front line, Farron.
I am supportive.
I can move up to the front line, right, but also I can snipe, you know, wherever you need me.
Vulu, is there anyone kind of a big, someone big? Anyone like?
He goes to the door, looks out.
Is there anyone else?
No.
McDougal, you're hired.
I appreciate you. I will not let you down, but I may leave without saying goodbye.
That's fine. An elvish exit, as we call it.
Yeah. I don't know if that was all right for me
That's
to say.
That's fine. I can say it. You maybe shouldn't.
Yeah, I'm learning.
I'm proud of you.
Maybe fade that to black.
Yes. I don't want to. Okay.
Oh, I'm going to be a menace. I'm so sorry.
I'm already not being serious
at all. I'll reel it in.
Farron, Vulu comes to you like the next day. It's like, we got one.
What do we got?
Apparently we've found there's a cave in the mountains about a day's journey outside of Luskan. Somebody heard mechanical noises coming from out of it, like grinding gears.
You're kind of a buildy guy, right? Have you heard anything about this?
They also have reports of strange shiny creatures walking through the area.
Any word on what might be in there, money-wise?
Well, if it's mechanical, if we can't sell it, we can rebuild it.
Hmm. Maybe someone could use a little mechanical creature.
Hmm.
Fetch a penny, right?
Yeah. I think we could get a little mechanical guy.
I like a little mechanical guy, you know?
Yeah. You know, make a large mechanical guy.
Make a big guy, yeah, we can put him together.
You know, can you see me in, like, a suit of armor?
I'd be ridiculous.
That would be, yeah, the punching, you know?
Don't ever do that, no. So, okay. Ridiculous. Preposterous, even.
So, want me to call him in?
Yeah, get the crew.
Okay. And she goes downstairs and gets everybody, brings them upstairs. Sir, they're all here now.
All three, four if we're counting the horse.
You need to count the horse, yeah.
Okay, we're counting the horse. We found word that there was a cave, a couple miles from here?
About a day's journey.
Day's journey. I don't know how far that is on foot, because I, you know, don't really keep track of that thing.
I haven't seen you, like, walk a day in your life. You just take the horse or the carriage. You never go anywhere on foot.
Look, if I can pay for it, I'm not gonna walk. The horse knows what I'm talking about. So we're gonna head out It's still early enough in the morning, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, how's everyone feeling? Get a good rest?
Wonderful. Did you say a cave in the mountains?
Yes.
Oh, well, if you didn't mind, I actually am very intimate with the mountains, specifically the mountains around here. I wouldn't mind spearheading this journey.
Fine, yes.
I think you'll find...
Intimate with the mountains. You didn't write that down on your form, and he's going to smack Vulis.
Hey!
To be fair, there were multiple parts of the form that I did not feel comfortable filling out.
That's
yeah,
fair.
Me too. Yes. What the shit was with that?
The form is gone. We ditched the form. New form.
I mean, you need a form.
New form. Yes, doctor.
It says girlfriend application on the top.
Yeah, that's. I think
you can't,
maybe
you can't be giving that out.
But you're probably not big enough for HR, right? Like not mandated.
He unfortunately is HR.
I could do that.
Vulu, you're out as HR. McDougal's HR now.
No, Farron. And he walks out.
Fuck you, Farron.
It's a little voice saying that. It's very funny to me. I guess it's just the four of us then. Five of us.
Yeah, the horse.
Yes, the horse. Dr. Eleanor, please spearhead away.
Follow me.
You prepare, you outfit yourself. Is there anything that you want to bring with you for this journey into the mountains, specifically?
Yes.
The Tombbreakers have a James Bond style. Here's like all the gear you could possibly need and maybe some magic items that you grab, which could be the magic items that I told you to get before we started the episode. So you outfit yourself. Anything you want to pick up besides that? No. Okay.
I don't believe so.
Let's head into the mountains and... Let's see, you get there, and it's like early, early morning. Sun is starting to just kind of rise in the east over the hills. And you can see up in the mountains, like these little flashes of like gold, the sun hitting it, and then kind of like flashing and then disappearing. And you hear like noises of things moving. What do you do?
Stop. McDougal, check that out.
Yeah, I'm seeing. Let me see. I've got... So one of McDougal's magic items is the Eyes of the Eagle.
Okay.
So he's going to flip those on from... They were, I guess, hanging around his neck.
Mm-hmm.
To, in condition of clear visibility, you can make out details of even extremely distant creatures and objects as small as 2 feet across.
If okay.
You would allow a perception check for some.
Yes, make a perception check.
At advantage.
You're basically trying to like locate because, you know, you're trying to find the exact spot.
Yeah, that's a 26.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah, you find this cave, and outside of it you see this strange, you know, through the trees, like a gold ball. And it looks like it has arms. And it's just standing there.
I'm seeing through the trees some kind of golden spherical situation.
What's it doing?
It's got appendages, but they ain't waving it. It's like it's waiting for something.
This must be the mechanical creatures that were spotted here. Someone go talk to it.
I immediately run to it.
Oh, all right. That's how you'll be ourselves.
At the top of the hill, you find this... clearing, and there's a cave entrance in the back. And in front of the cave is this round ball with like, it's a metal ball, has like an eye, has little spindly wings coming out of its back, two little like metal feet, and two arms that kind of stick out to the side.
Oh my god, look at you! You're so cute! What are you?
Stop!
Yes, I am stopping.
Yep. I do not go any closer. My name is 3.14159265. You may call me 4.
Can I call you Jerry?
Who is Jerry?
You. You're Jerry now. Who's Jerry? All right.
No, I am 4. 3.14159265.
You see that he has, like as he turns, he's kind of like trying to talk to you. He has this dent in the side of his head. So it's kind of like a big kind of like round, like something round hit him on the top of the head. And it's like pushed in.
Oh, snaps. Oh, okay. You're Jerry. Jerry, are you all right?
He looks behind him. I do not see a Jerry here.
I want to reach up and touch the dent.
Oh, do not touch 3.14. I am 4. Call me 4. I do not touch.
Then what do I touch? What do I touch on you?
Oh, help. I am under attack. You all are hearing all of this. What do you rest of you do?
Doctor, can you please take this over? This sounds like it's going awfully.
No, Lambda
turns around and goes, hey, you guys, look, it's Jerry. I love him.
I don't think his name is Jerry.
It seems to be yelling for reinforcements. Should we be concerned?
I believe so, yeah.
Two more of these ball things come out. They have each have a like dent in the head, and one of them has a flower crown on the top of its head.
King Jerry.
And you see another one comes out, and he's got like a big metal wrench.
I feel like it'd be incredible luck that they were both named Jerry.
One spelled with a yeah. G, though.
Nah, yes.
This is Flower. This is Lugna. Say hello.
That makes
sense.
And
they all go in unison. Wave their arms in unison.
Lambda tries to mimic them perfectly as she says hello.
Your movements were off by 3.27 microseconds.
Oh, should I try that again?
Yes, do it again.
All right, she's going to try it again.
Okay.
No, we're wasting our time. Someone else go.
Yes.
Someone else go.
Slide let's go.
Oh, that's actually really good for... Well, it's a plus two, whatever, 18.
18. It's close. It's real close. He says, it is 0.0072 microseconds off. Not up to par.
Does that mean I cannot enter?
Can you help?
Yes, of course I can help.
Who are your friends?
These are my associates. Not friends.
Oh. I'm her boss!
Yeah, if you introduce friend into the equation, it'd start, like, leadership gets weird, you know?
Yes, it's more of a co-worker situation.
Yeah, I don't want him calling it a family environment or nothing.
We don't want to... It's strictly work-based.
Can you help?
What's the situation, partner? What do you need help with? These dents in the sides of your dang skulls?
What dents?
What dents? Good.
Yes, good. Yes, what
the
dents?
The entire side of your head is concave.
It puts his hand up and like it's acting like it's touching solid, like clang, clang, clang.
I am confused as to your query.
I don't think they're all that there.
Yeah, I'd agree with you there, partner. Maybe we should... Dents might be bigger fish to fry down the line.
You notice that when he did that, one of the other creatures banged on his body and made the noise for him as he...
Oh, well, now hold on. Now, is it protocol for you to try to mislead onlookers in this situation? Clearly you know that there's a dent going on in your head there.
What dent? We need help.
Okay,
our sacred relic has been lost in this cave.
Sacred relic? Please tell me more about this.
It is a fuzz bomb.
Oh,
a fuzz ball.
Fuzz bomb.
Slightly better.
You what?
About that. What does this fuzz bomb do? How big would you say it is?
It is approximately 0.7 meters long.
That's like 2 feet, I guess.
Approximately.
What is the fuzz bomb for?
We have been sent to claim the sacred relic.
By whom?
It kind of like processes, like little, like you see its head kind of.
By the lady.
Oh, right.
Specific. Thank you.
Who's the lady?
Processing. Searching.
Yeah, take your time, brother.
We're not in a rush.
The creature is known as an Arenes.
Ah, excellent.
Is known as an Arenes, you said?
Yes.
Know what that is?
Yeah, would I?
make a arcana check.
I'm sorry, which plane of hell are you currently from?
I have been sent from Avernus to get the fuzz bomb.
18.
Excellent, yes.
18. It is a devil. It's a woman, big leathery wings, good with swords and bows.
Into the Murphyverse. Here we go.
Yeah.
God, oh man, I'm stressed.
We saw this this Irene's like 3 years ago. And we were driving towards her, and then we turned.
And we did not revisit her the rest of the campaign.
It was very much, I have the perfect, I will send it in the Discord. I have the perfect, perfect scenario, like video of what exactly happened.
I'm glad I'm not the only one with a DM who saves these things to torture people later.
Oh, yes. That's what RBDM stands for.
RPDM, Ron, 88 Keys, RBDM. The guy, the one with the wrench is like, fuzz bomb missing. We give you fuzz bomb too if you help. There are two. We need one. You take one.
All right, now hold on. This fuzz bomb, what would you say it looks like for someone who's never seen it before?
It is metal.
All right.
Mm-hmm. It is 98% metal, 2% oil.
Gotcha. All right.
Do you understand what he's talking about?
Yeah, I'm just trying to get as many details as I can.
It looks like a creature from this plane.
What?
Like a creature
from this plane of existence. What? This one we're on currently.
This prime material plane.
Can you describe the creature it looks like?
It has four legs, like that! And he points at a companion, and companion's like, huh?
It's a horse!
What a
we're fighting
a large horse.
Some kind of equine creature could be more of a camel. These things aren't exactly.
That's 98% processing. Metal.
Yeah, 2%
oil.
Considering that's a lot of oil.
Yeah, it's probably just operating oil.
But I mean, that's a lot of like if 90. Anyway, I'm getting lost in the semantics. Of it all.
Fuzz bombs trapped behind stone wall inside.
If we retrieve this fuzz bomb for you, would anything be in it for us?
One fuzz bomb.
We get the fuzz bomb.
Yes.
But I'm sorry, I was confused. I thought we were to hand over
No, he said that there are two fuzz bombs.
Two fuzz bombs. Ah, yes.
We keep one, you keep other.
Sorry, I was distracted looking for a gif of the situation.
Looking for what?
It's a thing. You wouldn't get it.
Oh, inside joke.
Your kids are going to love it. No,
I'm not going to have kids.
I thought that was always pronounced jif.
Is it too late to find it? Is it too late to find
We don't have time for this conversation.
But if Ross Griffin was here, he would be so on your
you
side.
You and Ross are on team
The
GIF.
Inventor says it's pronounced jif.
You know what? The inventor wasn't a linguist. Anyway.
He said it himself.
It's pronounced, and like the static comes out of his mouth.
See, he knows. Anyway, team meeting.
Yeah, right.
Have I get my team? I said team meeting. This isn't a team. You are my employees. We're doing this.
Well, hold on. Situation like this, you hired us for a reason. We may not be friends, but we gotta act as a team, because how do I know you're not gonna abandon us if things get hairy?
I'm not gonna abandon. You?
Can I make an insight check?
If he abandons us, then he won't get a fuzz bomb.
That's true. Apparently, fuzz bomb is very important.
You know what? Right here, right now, I'm going to write up a contract.
I would never abandon a team again.
You just said that. Hold on. Yeah, and you said that this wasn't a team. So two points.
I wouldn't abandon my employees. Again, because I have to pay, ideally, you all make it out, because I have to pay, in the contract, there was, I have to pay insurance.
In the contract, it also said that we had to be virgins for some reason.
Yeah, I didn't appreciate that
either. God damn it, Voodoo. Did this say girlfriend? I'm getting distracted.
Point of contention.
I'm confused that Voodoo had a girlfriend application that mentioned death, but anyway. Sorry, doctor.
Point of contention. If this fuzz bomb is as valuable as it is, what's to stop us from incapacitating these three glowing orbs and taking both for ourselves?
I knew I hired you for a reason. That's the reason. I like you. Oh, we're doing that, yes.
And we should honor them.
We're 100% twos. We will honor their memories by having two fuzz bombs.
Yeah, I'm fine either way, as long as I make it out of this on my brother's search. Unless my brother's inside, who knows?
You We get it.
If you do find your brother and he's the one that's like, you know, he becomes the fuzz bomb, would you let Farron take him?
Well, if somehow his brother was the fuzz bomb, I'm sorry, I'm taking your brother, McDongle.
Not if, well, you gotta under, it's McDougal.
I hear we're saying the same thing.
I think it may be a question of dialects here.
I think yeah. It is. I have a little bit of high Elish, you have a little bit of common.
Human.
Anyway, so the plan is we're gonna go in Jesus. There, we're gonna get, I told you I get to be a dick again.
I love it.
So we're going to go in, we're going to get the two fuzz bombs, correct. We are going to ideally incapacitate the orb men. I don't want a devil on our trail.
It's a good point.
We make it out of here. Maybe we dent the other sides of their head and they forget that they met us. I don't know. I don't know how they work.
I don't know that they know how they work.
I don't think anyone knows. I don't even know if she knows how they work. Anyway.
Are we in this,
though? We're in good.
Team.
There's no I in team.
Compassion.
There's no I so, in Fuzzbomb.
What are you going to do?
I say we follow the little orbs till they lead us to the Fuzzbomb. At least utilize the knowledge they have.
I agree with you there.
All right.
Little orb men, we're on board.
Okay. I will take you inside to see the wall.
Which jetty set that? I want to know.
This was four.
Okay.
Original Jetty.
Original Jetty. So you have Jetty with a G, and then Jetty 2.0, which is the other one.
The O chair.
I posted a picture of these creatures in the Tombbreakers chat.
I love them so much. Oh, so cute. Oh.
Okay.
It's little knife.
Yeah, they're about two, maybe like 2.5-3 foot tall. Their wings go up a little higher than that. They take you inside, and it's a winding passageway. It seems to go down a little ways. Who has light sources?
I do.
I do not.
I just have dark vision. I have dark vision.
Same.
Dr. Eleanor, are you leading the way?
I certainly can. I will hold up my lantern, and it emits a teal light that kind of dances and creates these shadows along the cave walls.
I appreciate this, Doctor. I trust you implicitly.
I would.
I do. Ron, was the cave opening big enough for the horse?
It is not, unfortunately.
Ah, shit, the bed. All right. Compassion, you're going to have to sit this one out. I know, buddy. I know this happens every time.
This does beg the question of how we're supposed to get the fuzz bombs.
I was just about to ask that, I think.
Fuzz bomb! Fuzz bomb!
Although they did say that the fuzz bomb was about 0.7 meters.
Oh, that's true. That's about 2 feet.
Small version of a horse.
A miniature horse.
After about 10 minutes, you get down to a large room. It just opens up into about 30 foot wide, long, and at the end, the creatures in front of you point toward the end of the corridor, and you pull up your lantern, and this gray wall from one side to the other of the chamber is like going all the way to the ceiling, almost like sealing it off. And in the middle of this gray wall that doesn't match the texture or type of stone of the actual cave walls, trapped in the stone is this beautiful angel. Wings kind of like just sticking out of the stone. It's sitting there, black hair. Like its head kind of leaning forward, unconscious. Its hand, you see it has this golden armor. It looks like it's been in battle, been torn and ripped. It's like, there is the wall!
I'm sorry, the wall, yes. You failed to mention the celestial being.
Part of wall!
Your logic is sound.
The magician who fought her entombed her in the wall, and trapping fuzz bombs.
I'm sorry, does anyone know anything about this?
I've got no
fucking clues. This isn't ringing any bells for me.
The head is like, hello?
No. Torm.
Oh, hello. And you just see like wounds all over her body. She's in bad shape.
Can someone heal?
Landa goes over there immediately, and she's just going to cast cure wounds on this lady.
Okay, some of the wounds close up, but it looks like she's was in a battle that she lost. You can see almost down to the bones inside her on her arms. She's like, thank you. Kind woman. Please help me. Free me.
Yo, this lady wants to be saved, so.
I mean, I don't blame her. Excuse me, how? Does she hear me? Is she hearing me? Am I speaking? Does she speak?
Who approaches me?
Hello, my name is Farron Raventrade. Just a quick question. Do you know how to get out of this? Maybe that's a foolish question.
Help. Strength gone. Can break free. Necromancer trapped me here.
And she kind of pulls an arm out, and you see like dust trickle down as she's like barely moves her arm an inch out of the wall.
My friend, how did you find yourself in this position?
I was sent to this world with orders to bring down a necromancer who lives in these mountains. I found the order strange. I'm accustomed to fighting fiends and wicked spirits, not human men.
And she kind of like her mouth gets dry and like cracked. Her lips are just completely dry.
And she's, I underestimated his strength. He wields powerful magic and is guarded by constructs fueled by the spirits of the dead. I fought as best as I could, but my injuries brought me low, and he cast a spell, trapping me here.
And the balls, the gold balls, look at the wall like, Fuzzbomb, behind wall!
Look, I have tools for excavating, but that would take a really long time.
With my strength returned, I can show you weak points in the wall. I can see them. With your help, perhaps I can break free.
What do you say, boss?
Team meeting.
Yeah, team.
I'm huddle up.
All three creatures come up and like, team meeting.
I guess so. all right. So look, we obviously have to get her out of here to get to the other side of this, right? Are we?
Yeah.
I don't see any other way around it. We don't have months to excavate, like the doctor said. We find out where this necromancer is, and maybe we give him a little, you know what, a little. Rock 'em, sock 'em, shoot 'em, action.
Yeah, shoot 'em for sure.
That's what we are from a distance. We're deadly. we stay away. We get the jump on him. We get him.
Well,
if you can free me.
Oh, she can hear us.
If you can free me, I can fight at your sides.
Okay, but quick question. If we could just solidify. No pun intended. The situation that you have here, do we need to defeat him in some way to help you regain your strength, or is there something else we can do to help you?
If I can rest and free myself from this wall by dawn, my injuries will be healed.
Oh, that's simple.
I believe they call it a long rest. So.
Well, do you take a long... That's it. That's what we gotta do. We just wait.
But 8 hours might be, if I'm guessing that's how long you need.
When the light of the morning sun strikes me, I shall be healed.
Would you say that you're feeling exhausted, perchance?
I am incredibly exhausted, yes.
But, well, my friends, if you don't want to wait too long, I got something that might be able to help our friend. And MacDougall out of his pack. It's a kind of a pulsing crimson potion that is a potion of vitality.
Mm. Ooh.
Mm. And I was given this in a card game of all things, and it was blackjack. I don't know. The stakes were too high for 21. But if this is the situation we're finding ourselves in, if you need to remove yourself some exhaustion, and if we need you now, I might be able to help you with this presently.
Do it.
I'm going to make an insight check on that, actually.
If you make an insight check. Okay.
Just to see why the do it, you know?
McDougie, yeah. McDougie, we need her help.
That's a natural nice. 20, brother, for a 23.
She is determined to finish her mission, and right now she is too weak to do it. She would do anything to finish her mission, and she is just like, she sees you as some, her god has sent her, you, to aid her in this time of need.
So it's fair to assume that we, maybe with a natural 20, if this is too much for me to ask, that freeing her wouldn't be an issue.
You feel like she is a upright, worthy person. She is an angel.
MacDougall's going to look down at this potion and look to the gang and say, well, team, because that's what we are, co-workers, team.
I'm your boss, though. Just remember, I'm the boss.
Yes, right now, but you need us. You hired us for a reason. Yes, other members of the team, how do you feel about this? I don't want to soldier on without your approval now.
I do you feel like you accurately garnered her intent?
Yeah.
Some insight into what...
Yeah, I used some insight into what she was doing. I think she's just really determined to finish that dang mission. And
all right, well, I mean,
Jesus is not to overspeak, as MacDougall extends a hand in her direction. I don't want to speak for you.
Look, I have a great judge of character.
I am not, but I trust you.
I trust you
because we're a team.
So we got both ends. I'm great. The doctor's bad. We meet in the middle. We trust you, Lambda.
We are a team.
I don't trust anybody. But go ahead, do what you want to do.
There we go. We got all. The gamut of trust there.
You know, compassion would tell me not to do this. I'm glad he's tied up outside.
That's why he's a horse.
It's just good to have a break every once in a while. We get along, but good grief.
If I can get free and heal my injuries, I can aid you in whatever you need. But I only ask that you aid me in return. And I know that you are in search of something. I can sense that about you, but... I know that great treasure can be found in the lair of this necromancer in the valley below.
Are we talking some kind of different treasure than the something separate from the
metal horse-like creatures? Mm-hmm.
And there was only two metal cats here.
Metal
See,
cats?
I knew that
it's
it wasn't a horse.
That makes sense.
Because that otherwise it would have said exactly.
That
but
makes
then they
sense.
Had the dense.
I mean, they look similar. But the necromancer treasure, what are we talking to? Did you get a look at anything?
The constructs look like porcelain dolls. The necromancer is turning people, killing them, and making them into machines, but they are fueled by undead necromantic power. I have been commanded by Soon and sent here from Mount Celestia to defeat the necromancer. Wipe this scourge of undead from this earth.
What is your name, friend?
My name is Galatea.
Nice.
And you are MacDougall?
I wish I introduced myself to someone who they just said.
Nice.
What's your name? Oh, I'm Zach. Nice.
My boss, I guess that feels weird, said MacDougall. It is pronounced MacDougall, thank you very much.
MacDougall, yes.
See, that's how one pronounces it.
There's an accent barrier.
Faerun, yeah, I guess you're right. It doesn't
this is,
feel
this
good.
This is Faerun, right?
Yes, actually.
I am making sure I'm in the correct prime.
Wait, your name is Faerun?
No, it's my name is Faerun.
Oh,
it sounds.
But it could
I've
be pronounced
been calling
Faerun.
Faerun. I have
I
been calling
you
Crandall this entire time.
I don't know any Crandalls. Did you? I feel like it's a made up name.
No, that little guy that was with you, he told me to call you that.
That son of a. He would do that. He would tell you to do that.
He also said that you kind of had like a small dick, but you know that's neither here or there.
I told him never to tell anyone.
That was written in pencil on my form.
Yeah, no, that was weird. Oh, right. I forgot about you.
Yeah, oh, shit.
The weight of the world depends. Please free me.
I almost said Donar. uncorks his crimson potion and goes over to Galatea and says, all right, here we are.
Okay.
And tips the potion in.
Okay. The... some of her wounds. Like, what exactly does the vitality? Tell me what. So you're looking at it right now.
It removes any exhaustion you are suffering and cures any disease or poison affecting you. For the next 24 hours, you regain the maximum number of hit points for any hit die you spend.
Okay.
But mostly because she said she was exhausted.
Right. Yeah, so she like, you see kind of like, it doesn't heal her wounds, but she is able to, like, with a rest.
Yes, but if she's suffering formal exhaustion.
Yes, that will remove the exhaustion, and it does.
Nice, yeah.
And she's like, kind of like, gets her strength back, and she's like, opens her mouth wide and yells, and like, kroom, kroom, and pulls, and the wings furl out, and stone explodes everywhere.
McDougal's gonna get in front of the party to shield a little bit.
I imagine, except you don't shield Farron, and it's just like dust and debris is just like smacking him as he's just standing there.
I just take my scarf and pull it up above my nose and my mouth.
Mm. Lambda's peeking out.
She falls down to one knee, her wings around her, and she stands up. And takes a few steps and falters and falls to the ground. Her wounds are grievous.
So are we doing that, like, waiting for, like, 8 hours for this lady?
She did say something about the first light of the sun.
What time is it? Do we have no what time it is?
You arrived probably mid-morning, early morning. And by the time you got up to the cave, it was mid-morning. So it's probably, like, midday right now.
So she needs more sun or less sun?
The morning light.
So we gotta wait. Oh, that's a long time.
Can
it's easily after.
Can the morning light even reach her from where we are?
No, it cannot.
So we have to drag her body out of here?
Can you walk? Can you walk a little?
She tries to stand, and she's like, kind of goes down on one knee. She's upright, but still very weak.
Can someone help? Someone help her?
Yeah, no, I'm,
you got
I'm
it?
In here.
Do I have
you got it? Okay.
Any sense of whether this wall of this cave is something that would be like a direct wall to the outside?
No, it looks like the wall that was entrapping her was something magically created. But you don't see beyond that, the hole she made as she got out of the stone, you see like the cave just kind of ends. And maybe like 30 feet beyond, and you see two little gold things scamper around in the back. Fuzz bombs!
Oh, that's right, I do suppose we were looking for those.
Are we still going with plan A? We're gonna take both?
Well, I feel like if they're easily accessible, we might as well go ahead and grab them.
And you see the creatures kind of stumble into, and they're like chasing. You can only see like about 10 feet from the hole that she made in the wall, and you just see like one metal cat go past, and then the ball person walk back and try to grab, can't grab.
Can I go?
Can't grab. Come here, Fuzzbomb, come
can
here.
Can I try to grab one?
Yes.
Look, if we're being real here, I'm the Fuzzbomb. Can someone appraise? Get an appraisal value, maybe.
I thought that was your whole thing.
Someone catch it first.
Do you want me to just straight dex?
Make a dex
okay.
check. Yes.
Straight dex would be
or animal handling.
Yeah. Straight dex is 24. Animal handling is 17.
Okay.
Straight dex it is.
Yeah, you're able to like kind of like get in front quickly, and it scampers up into your arms.
Oh, nice.
And it's making a little purring noise. Only it's like metal clicks, so it's a little bit disconcerting, but.
This is exquisite.
You think it's made of solid gold?
Do I know it's made of solid gold? Can I investigate further?
If it's made of solid gold, it should weigh like a fuck ton, wouldn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
it's made magic. Of
gold. It's magic.
It's
holding itself up, so it's kind of like, you know, it's mechanical, so it's moving, so it's holding its body weight up a little bit. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, sure. It's, it's
sure, why
not? The metal, yeah, the metal, like it's soft and pliable. You think it is real gold.
As you're holding it, Farron's going to come up with a bag of holding and just like start trying to shove it in there. So get in there.
Oh. Meow.
In you go.
No!
Get the leg up.
It's
what?
Fanner, what's your AC?
Mine?
Yeah.
16.
On, let's see, it rolled a dirty 20, and it jumps at you out of Dr. Eleanor's arms and, like, scratches your face for 4 points of slashing damage.
God damn it!
Yikes.
Someone help me!
I'm like, I enjoy watching this, actually.
Only if you say please.
Someone please help me, or else you're losing vacation days.
We didn't talk about... Oh, this is a contract.
You get
this
two vacation days. All right, I'll take them away.
When it's over?
Tomorrow? Galatea says, how much is he paying you?
Well, he said up to 10 gold, but...
And a split of the treasure. A percent.
How do you...
Okay, but how much of a percentage?
It's a 10%.
I'm not risking that cat scratching me for
10%. What if we find something that's worth 10,000 gold? Are you going to turn down 1,000 gold?
I kind of worry. You know what? Sure, right? Whatever. That's
help me get the cat.
All right, fine. And I'm going to try and put the cat in the bag.
Make an animal handling check.
Thank God. While you're doing that,
the creatures have grabbed the other fuzz bomb, and they're holding it up, and are like, "We have captured the sacred relic. Must return home." And they go to the back wall, and one of them holds up the sacred relic, and a beam of light comes out from its eyes and hits the wall, and a big portal opens up, and you see this big statue in this desert. Yep. Off in the distance, you see a line of all of these small metal creatures going off into the distance. And there is the Arrhenes standing in front of the line. And as one comes up to the front of the line, the Arrhenes like brings the mace down on its head. And then the line continues. It's like,
I want to be in there.
Mistress, we have returned. We have found the sacred relic. We will be able to go to Sigil! And suddenly, phew, the portal closes.
I'm sorry, did you say go to Sigil?
I believe you did.
I think it's pronounced Sigil.
Sigil? I've heard some people say it's Sigil.
Mm. I thought it was Sigil.
MacDougall.
I'm sorry, you're still here.
Until I am healed, you must protect me. The necromancer was... His name is... Hold on a second. What's his name?
Also, that was a 14 on animal handling.
14 on animal handling. You were able to, like, right into the bag of holding.
Yeah, tie it up fast. Go further. I'm a dog person.
The necromancer's name is Malion. He will send more of his porcelain dolls to attack us. He knows that I am still alive. He wants to take me back, waiting for me to die. I do not know what he wants with me, but you must protect me until I am able to heal. Can you do that for me?
I will do that at any cost. I'll do it for free.
Malion's lair contains all sorts of treasure. I'm sure you will be able to pick.
Quite the charmer there.
Should we get her to the sun, or closer to the sun?
I believe that's a good idea.
Hang on. If we're going to be fighting porcelain dolls, it might be better to be in a location we can bottleneck them in this corridor here, and not outside where we're just exposed to the open air.
So you're saying to do that before bringing her outside so she could be at full health.
Well, if we have to wait until the morning light, if it's at least early afternoon.
Yeah, I believe so. Miss Galatea.
Yes, MacDougall.
this is insane. we're sort of at an impasse as to how to decide to move forward here. Would you like to venture with us farther into this cave? I can protect you either way. Or do you need to see the light of the sun?
We can wait until morning, until the light of the morning sun strikes me.
Are you comfortable with us making camp right here? Is that
let us make camp?
If it seems like these porcelain creatures ain't going nowhere, it might be at best if we could be at our full strength. Team, what do you think?
That's fine.
I'm stuck on this whole light of the sun thing. Like, does it have to be the first light as, like, it pierces the horizon? Because if that's the case, we probably want to be close so we don't miss our only opportunity.
Or is it just, like, any morning sun? Like, if we go into it, like, 5 minutes in?
Well, we're getting lost on the details here.
If I were in Mount Celestia, I could draw upon the sun of the light of the sun at any moment. But here, it is strongest right when the sun breaks the horizon.
All right, yeah, so we hang out here. We make sure we get out there right before. Does that sound good?
That sounds like a nice plan. That's like 17 hours from now or so.
So we just hang out here,
make camp, maybe. If you wanted to do some team building, I mean, I'm HR, so.
Why don't we do, if we have 17 hours, why don't we'll do a little team building, maybe do some trust falls, and then we
do the
call
thing
it a
where
night.
You pass a ball, and where your thumb lands on the ball, you gotta say that fact about yourself.
I've never done that one before.
You need, like, one of them inflatables, the plastic ones.
All right, hang on, I think I actually have a spell prepared for something, and Farron's gonna walk outside, and I think I have it prepared. Please tell me.
Make a perception check.
Oh, jeez. That's a 16.
16. There's something off in the shadows. You hear it moving.
Okay, so he's gonna quickly. I'm seeing if I have this. Hang on, I can search for it.
While he's doing Lambda is going to go over to, I forgot what her name is.
Galatea.
Yeah, Galatea, and she's gonna have, like, a bottle of water and just goes, here, have some of this.
And she drinks.
Don't drink it. Just kind of swirl it around your mouth and then spit it back in there.
Oh, I do. Oh, okay.
She does that. What does this do?
She just corks it in. She goes, oh, thank you. That will do nicely. Thank you.
Now what the shit was that all about?
Look, it's not every day that you see an angel and you need some of its spit. It could be used for healing or some shit.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. I mean, maybe we're talking about forms, you know. It would have been nice to ask her if that was all right.
I mean, it's just spit, right? But,
yeah, it's just spit. Yeah, I guess.
Once I return to full health, I will be able to use my healing touch to heal any injuries that may happen in our quest to defeat the necromancer.
Ron, if you'll let me do this, Ferret's gonna run back in, and he's gonna be carrying a shrunken companion. He has enlarge reduce prepared.
Okay. Yes. Okay.
So say there's something out there. There's something in the shadows out there. That, move it around. I don't think it's one of our orb friends.
Well, that's no good. We should.
Thank you. I'm glad you're on board. Thank you for keeping up here.
Good grief.
You could hear footsteps coming down. Down the passageway. It followed, whatever it was, it followed you inside.
Is there anything in this chamber to hide behind?
The rubble of the wall, and also the wall has like a big, like, you go behind the wall.
Yeah, yeah, I would like to do that.
Okay.
Oh, fantastic, there we go. Already okay. Hiding, okay.
Okay.
She did say that. She did say that in
okay.
I almost said audition.
Okay.
after the 16 bars, she did say that.
Okay.
And then contrasting monologues. MacDougall is going to draw his largest two-handed firearm on which the side is engraved Revenge of the Brotherhood. And he's gonna watch.
Okay. So who's looking and who's like just straight up hiding behind the wall?
I'm looking.
Okay. So from the shadows from into the entrance, you see these three figures. They look like women, tall, unblemished skin, sleek hair, perfectly symmetrical faces. Each has the same exact slender figure, almost like they're a clone of one another. And you see that their faces are just bone white, and there's designs all the way around. And it's like they're looking for whoever. And let's see if they see you. And they're moving quite stealthily. Everybody make a stealth check, actually.
I got armor disadvantage.
15.
Dirty 12. 20. Dirty
20. Nice. With disadvantage, that's a 24.
Okay.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Farron?
12.
12. The center woman holds up a bone china looking arm, pointing directly at Farron. All three of them screech and start running towards you. Roll initiative.
Oh no.
Hey y'all, if the last 2 years have taught me anything, other than the fact that I'm never actually going to make sourdough bread at home, it's that human beings thrive in communities of like-minded people. We may not be able to see the people we care about every day, but the internet has ways to bridge the gap. That's why I'm inviting you to join the Severed Sons Discord, where members of our awesome community talk about whatever's on their minds. Anime, video games, art, theater, D&D, of course, and very serious channels like Zach's Saggy Curtain and Josh's Squeaky Chair. I'm tearing up already. The Severed Sons Discord is a way for all of us to connect in a time when Zoom calls are tough to schedule, but apps are easy to open. You can find a link to our Discord in the link tree in our Twitter bio. We hope to see you in the server. Until then, stay frosty.